happy Sabbath. Pleasant good afternoon to everyone. So I would like to introduce you to a friend of mine. I met this friend 16 years ago. We've been through a lot together. We've traveled through most of the northeastern parts of the United States together. Most of the time we get along well. Not always. Most of the time. The 16-year-old friend I'd like to introduce you to, I call him the Burb. The Burb is short for Suburban. That's the Chevrolet Suburban, the vehicle we've had for a long time now. The Burb just crossed 300,000 miles. That's a big one. And it's still ticking. That's a good thing. But why would I consider it a friend? It has the most comfortable seat of any car that I know. I've had a couple of back surgeries. It rides smooth. It's been a good vehicle most of the time. There's one time we'll talk about here momentarily. I call it the Burb. Now, Dave Ramsey would say, especially for people early in life, it's good to pay cash for an older vehicle, and even better if you name it. So I have some friends that have cars named Claudia or Violet, Kanga or Old Blue. But today we'll talk about the Burb. So the Burb has taken us on many a fun family trip. So in my work, I used to travel. That's changed since last March. But it used to be over spring break and summer times, we would take family trips where I would work during the day. Jan and the kids would go have fun, and then we'd have dinner together and be together. I vividly remember one trip. We're in New York City, and I was working on a deal in Boston. But I wasn't sure if I had to have a meeting in Boston or not. So I'm driving north out of Manhattan, and right before we had to make the turn, I get the call. Yes, come to Boston, time to put the deal together. So we went there. The kids went to the Children's Museum. I put the deal together. Everything worked, and we're driving back. Coming all the way back from Boston, we just passed Columbus by the Jeffersonville Mall, and all of a sudden, the Burb stopped. It died, edge of the road. Sun is starting to come down, and I remember looking at the sign that says Sabina, S-A-B-I-N-A, the Sabina sign. We watched that as the sun set, and then I could no longer see the sign. I just knew where it was. We had AAA, and a Columbus was going to bring a tow truck, and Jan's dad, Mr. Anty, was going to come pick us up, and so it all worked out. But thankfully, that time, the Burb was under the warranty. Now, 300,000 miles later, I still get calls frequently. Do you know that your car is out of warranty? Really? A 16-year-old vehicle with 300,000 miles is out of warranty? Are you kidding me? Well, of course, warranties aren't designed to last forever. They have a fixed time period. Sometimes it's only for certain parts, for a duration of a certain period. Have any of you wondered why mattresses have that little symbol, sometimes a tag that says, don't remove this warranty under penalty of law? I used to think it's like, so what would happen if somebody would cut that off? Would they be arrested for cutting off a mattress tag? I did some research and learned the reason they have that tag there is because people were taking old mattresses, pulling them apart, taking that tag, sticking it on it, and then selling it as a new mattress. So that's why they have that warning that you could be arrested. But this is the lead up to then ask a question. What about God's promises to us? Do we have a warranty that expires? Do God's promises expire? Is there fine print that, well, it's everything except the transmission is covered, or it's everything except this or that? Could you do something to harm the product that then you're not covered under the warranty? So what I'd like to do is focus on one encouraging scripture. This one encouraging scripture has just a few words. There are three words that we'll examine in the time that we have left. So please turn with me to Romans chapter 11 and verse 29, where we'll examine this encouraging scripture. We'll explore three specific words, and then we'll wrap it up. Romans chapter 11 and verse 29. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. So other than the word God, there are only three words in there that are not filler words. So if you remove for, the, and, it's gifts and calling and irrevocable. So we're just going to look in each word. We'll have a point. So point number one, let's examine the word irrevocable. I'll only give the Greek words for two of these, but this Greek word fascinates me. Emeta meleta. A-M-E-T-A, emeta meleta. M-E-L-E-T-A. Emeta meleta is the Greek word for irrevocable. That means not to be repented of, about which no change of mind can take place, not affected by change of mind or purpose, and it's the opposite of repent. So we know that repent means change. The opposite of repent, emeta meleta, which is irrevocable. The expositor shares that in the Greek, this is the very first word in a sentence. So in Greek, it would say irrevocable or emeta meleta are the gifts and the calling of God. And by being the first word in a sentence, that gives us an extra emphatic point. It really jumps off this or emphasizes that word within a sentence. Ellicott says it's not to be revoked, withdrawn, or regretted. And Cambridge highlights that there's no change of mind on the part of the giver. So irrevocable are these two items. What are the two items that are irrevocable? Well, it's the gifts and the calling. But just to expand this concept, let's turn to John chapter 10 and verse 28, please. So John chapter 10 and verse 28. I thought that's a very vivid description in John chapter 10 and verse 28, where it says, "And I will give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." I thought that's a very picturesque word, that the promises are irrevocable. God says, this is what I'll be doing. Christ says here, I'll give them eternal life. And not only is it irrevocable, nothing else can come in from an external source to snatch. There's no pulling or grabbing or snatching, because this is an irrevocable promise, the calling and the gifts of God. So to wrap up this first word, I did some searching on Dr. Google to find out just some different quotes on warranties. This one I got a chuckle from. It says, "I'm sorry to inform you that your 50-year warranty has expired on your back, neck, and or back, knees, and memory," and many of us could relate to that. "Luckily, your lifetime warranty on your heart is still in effect." Of course, that becomes void and expires when you do. That's from Ken Hubbard. So 50-year warranty on back, knees, and memory, I would say that might be about right since I'm 54. Let's go to point number two. The second word in Romans 11 is calling. Well, what does calling mean? Well, it's an invitation. Here it's talking about a divine call, an act of God from which he extends an invitation for people to come and partake of his favors. Now, we know John, where it says no man can come to God unless he draws. That's actually a different word, but it's a similar concept. So there's a calling that God offers today. That's a part of his plan. And that calling is irrevocable. God's part of his plan, it's irrevocable. It's unchangeable as a part of that. Barnes highlights that this calling is an extension of an invitation to come and partake of his favors by personal revelation, the promises of God, and more. God never draws or invites sinners to himself without being willing to bestow pardon and eternal life. So on the Dr. Google for a second point related to a warranty, and I will give a slight hedge to this, it's a joke about a mother-in-law. And first of all, I would never say this to Mrs. Antion, nor would I infer anything to my wife, who's just a wonderful cook. But an angry husband texted his mother-in-law, so be careful, guys, "Your product is not cooking food properly." The mother-in-law responded with, "Product sold, seal opened. Warranty expired. Manufacturer not responsible." So be careful with that, but there you go. The third word is gifts. The Greek word for gifts is charismata. So if you just think of the word charisma and then just add TA, charismata. We'll highlight this word with a second verse as well. But the idea that charismata, it's a gratuity, it's an endowment, it's a gift of grace. The word could be used to define miraculous gifts. Here it can also refer to innumerable benefits. So what are the gifts of God that are irrevocable that we have? We can consider his plan, salvation, sacrifice of his son, a plan for all mankind. All of those could be considered gifts that are irrevocable, and those gifts are the charismata. Please turn with me to James chapter 1 and verse 17 for the final verse that we'll review this afternoon. James chapter 1 and verse 17. "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above." So these are the gifts of God. Every good and perfect gift is from God. It's irrevocable. It's not going to change. The warranty is not going to expire. "Comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." So it's just another verse that emphasizes irrevocable. We know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we know from this verse as well, there's no variation or shadow of turning, that we don't have to worry about a warranty expiration or something being revoked as a part of God's plan and God's gift for all of us. A common memory verse is Romans 6:23. And just try to think through this in your mind. Romans 6:23, it's the wages of sin or death. But then what? It's the gift of God is eternal life. And do you know what that gift of God, that word is? Charisma. So charisma in Romans 6:23 is just the same root word or base word of charismata, the gifts that are mentioned then in Romans 11. So the final Google comment on warranties, Lee Iacocca states that he believes he invented extended warranties because when he joined Chrysler, that's all that he had to sell. So if you think back to those who can remember the K cars with Chrysler, and Chrysler was going through some really tough times, Lee Iacocca believes that he created the extended warranty because the cars really weren't that good for him to sell at that time. So in conclusion, the Burb is a high mileage vehicle. At some point, it will run out of gas, figuratively, maybe literally. It wasn't built to go a million miles. It might not make 400,000 miles, but I'm in no rush to move it on. We'll keep it going as long as we can. But although the Burb has a defined endpoint, at some point, God's promises for us, his calling and his gifts, they are absolutely and completely irrevocable. So his calling and his gifts are irrevocable.